Welcome to the American Cafe. This week, we want you to meet a family who has lived through terrible tragedy and found its way to forgiveness and healing. We'll be talking to Robbie and Alyssa Parker, whose six-year-old daughter Emily was one of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings.
And so I remember going to God and just praying and saying, I will do whatever it takes to grieve the life that I saw for my daughter. But what I need you to do is I need you to show me her new life so I can replace it with the old one.
Alyssa has written a book about their journey from tragedy to forgiveness and healing, An Unseen Angel. Alyssa and Robbie Parker on this week's American Cafe. You could say Alyssa Parker had everything she could want: a loving husband, three beautiful, healthy daughters, a home in a quiet community in Connecticut. But on December 14, 2012, that all changed when Adam Lanza took a rifle and two handguns into Sandy Hook Elementary School and killed 20 children and six adults before shooting himself. Alyssa's six-year-old daughter Emily was one of those killed. Alyssa told me she got the news of a school shooting over an alert system, but at first she didn't know it was Sandy Hook.
Well, there was an automated message that was sent out to the entire school district and the parents. And so I just received this recording that had said that there had been a shooting at one of the schools, not even specifying which school. And they just said basically there'd be further information coming, and that was it. That was all I knew at that point. So it took a while for me to really connect the dots of where the shooting had happened and how bad it really was.
Alyssa Parker says the first days and weeks after the massacre were mostly a fog, and she remembers feeling confused, angry, and hopeless, even as others around her were very active.
I knew because I had just lost my dad that it would be painful, and I was aware of how painful that could be. And what I hadn't anticipated was how much it would just completely wipe all of my energy, all of my desire to do anything. I just felt like getting out of bed was just such an accomplishment. And I remember doing the dishes once and being like, I did it. Oh my gosh, I did it. And that was very foreign to me. That was not the personality that I was used to. And I had to learn to have a lot of patience and leeway with my progression and realize that it was okay, that it took a long time for that energy to come back.
Alyssa's husband, Robbie Parker, says it was difficult for him because he was managing his own grief while trying to be there for his wife and their other two daughters at the same time. And he says that he and Alyssa both knew how losing a child can sometimes destroy a marriage.
You know, in this moment for me, it was, I really just had to look back and just be honest with myself and say, I don't know how to get through this. And that really brought Alyssa and I very, very close. And we knew what the statistics are about what happens to couples that lose a child. And we made a very strong commitment right away that we were going to work as hard as we could to do our very best to make sure that that didn't happen to us and our family. And so we had to really commit to that process.
Alyssa told me that she had the overwhelming feeling that evil had won when Emily was killed, that the world was a dark, dangerous, terrible place. But that view started to change one day when people around her began showing the family small kindnesses, bringing a meal or even paying for their heating oil.
When these people were doing these acts of kindness, in the beginning it was my family and friends that I knew and loved, and you know, you kind of almost take that for granted, but it was when people who owed me nothing, who were not connected to me in any way, were doing those things that I realized that there was still good in this world, and that the power of God's love was so far-reaching, and that really helped me weigh it out again. And realize that the good far outweighed the bad.
Robbie Parker says that both he and Alyssa leaned on their faith and others in their faith community, but he told me it was the strength of his relationship with his wife that helped get him through.
I did have to lean on some of our church leaders, were very, very helpful. But I mean, I have to say, honestly, ultimately, it was mine and Alyssa's relationship that really gave me a lot of strength, and our ability to work together and our communication, that she was such a big inspiration and light of strength and power for me that I would say I'd have to give most of my credit to her.
Alyssa Parker says that though she has chosen to forgive the shooter, Adam Lanza, forgiveness is not a one-time decision, but sometimes a daily choice.
You know, I've come to terms with what happened, and I found myself having to forgive him over and over again. Each new day, there's something new that wasn't there before that I have to forgive him for. New events, new moments that she missed, and I feel this pinch inside my heart, just, you know, of this loss, and this pain will come right back, and I have to choose to let it go every time. And it gets easier, I get stronger and better at it, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I hold on to it for a little while and until I'm ready, but it's something that I knew if I kept in my heart would harden it and would poison it somehow, and I didn't want that for my life. I didn't want that for my family's life, and I knew that, if anything, Emily didn't want that for me.
Alyssa Parker and another Newtown mom, Michelle Gay, have started an organization called Safe and Sound Schools, a website which helps parents and educators make schools safer.
And so what we did was we created this website where we took information from leading experts in the country and made it accessible, made it a one-stop shop so that they could get started and start knowing what directions to take and what steps to make, no matter what their budget was and resources that they had, and being able to continue forward in their process.
Alyssa says she hopes her book will help others who have tragedy realize that there is hope and there is light even after evil casts a long shadow over their lives. So what about you? Have you suffered a tragedy? Did you find a way to forgive? You can let us know your story by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can find links to Alyssa's Safe and Sound Schools page, and where you can find out how you can get a copy of An Unseen Angel. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.